Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
A good toy soldier never leaves another toy soldier behind. Remember that. That's right. And that includes miniature military soldiers. And we're crossing a bridge from one place to another. So the Military Miniature Society of Illinois is going to have their 49th annual MMSI show in Chicago. And we have with us participants, I believe people who are in charge, also artists, etc., with Joseph Burton and Jim DeGafatis. Would I have both of those names right? I hope. DeGafatis, I'm sorry. I didn't have it right.
That's quite all right. And it's Joe. Everybody knows him as Joe.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, you got mine right, John.
Well, at least I'm batting 50-50, which is not bad. So explain a bit the title of the show itself sort of gives people an idea, but not a complete idea. Obviously, there's military miniature figures, but that's not the only. How small does something have to be to qualify as miniature, by the way? Just out of
curiosity. Well, they're pretty small. They couple inches tall, kind of the same scale of the toy soldiers that we might have grown up with.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned our group, the Military Miniature Society of Illinois. So we share an interest in miniature figures. They're not all military. Some are historical. Some are science fiction. They could be Marvel comic book heroes. So it ranges a full gamut of subjects. But they all are, you know, 1 inch to 4 inches tall, something like that. So in that sense, they are miniature, John.
So these are built from scratch, for lack of a better term. I mean, where would one go to find a miniature soldier that you would then paint, I guess, right?
Yeah, some of it goes back to kind of like the model making days. So you can buy kits and paint them as realistically as you want.
Okay.
Some of us do original sculpture where we start basically with an armature with paper clips and build it up with putty and sculpt it as an additive way. And then they're all finished off and painted in a very realistic way of highlights and shadows and details.
Right. So it's an artistic endeavor.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a good thing for Chicagoans, John, is to think of the Thorne miniature rooms in the Institute.
Oh, yeah,
But if they were peopled, some of and there have been great dioramas in the museum.
Oh, yeah,
With original figures. A hero of ours who was, one of the key members of the MMSI was Shepard Payne. And, you know, some of his work is still on display. You can see his dioramas. There's no figures in them, but the sinking of John Paul Jones's ship is at the Museum of Science and Industry. And, it's sort of a combination of the toy soldiers many people collected, either the green plastic army men or better painted ones in lead, and taking it to a much higher level.
On the show is Joe and Jim from the Military Miniature Society of Illinois. I like saying it that way. The Miniature Military Society of Illinois, who has a 49th annual show. When did all the... I mean, obviously it started 49 years ago, John. Where did it start? How did this get going originally?
Well, our group dates back probably 70 years.
And, really?
I got involved when I was probably in junior high. So most of the people in it are military historians and have an interest in sculpting, getting heavily involved with researching the subject they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, kind of nerds attract each other and pretty soon you form a society, and the next thing you know, you're putting on a big show. So.
Hey, you know, nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No matter what kind of thing you pick out, there's usually a society for it. And ours is the military miniature group. We include some toy soldiers in there, but it's a remarkable and very diverse group of people.
And at these shows, you know, you got me thinking during the break, I was going back to when I was, well, younger, obviously, and I wasn't putting together any miniatures, but I'd get a Spitfire from World War II, a kit,
you know,
and put that together. I can't remember exactly what other military pieces of equipment I glued together, but that was a thing. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
That is the entry point, John,
for
many of our members. Monogram Models, the first company that really elevated plastic models, was here in Morton Grove, you know.
Really?
And then our friend, the late Shep Payne, had those how to build a diorama tip sheets included with those kits, aircraft and armored vehicles. And then the idea was to take it from a plastic toy sitting on the shelf, or some kids would blow them up with firecrackers, and put it in a realistic setting that had people and told a story.
Mm.
And so whether we're talking about some of the younger modelers today doing that with orcs and elves from Lord of the Rings, people who have historical interest in Civil War or Napoleonic era or World War II, it's really an extraordinary collection of art. We have modelers coming from around the world, from throughout the U.S., but also, you know, we have Swedish members, Canadian members, people from Great Britain, Malta, the island of Malta. So our show, along with the show that happens in May in the Philadelphia area, they're the two big American shows. Mm-hmm. The hobby is bigger in Europe, in Spain and Italy and France, but a lot of enthusiasts here travel to those shows, and a lot of those modelers come here to ours.
Listen, I got to tell you, I could have easily gone down this route. At about the same time, I was gluing together, Spitfires, the British plane, with those model kits that we were talking about. I was also building crystal diode radios in my dad's old cigar boxes. Obviously, the cigar boxes won. But, you know, it could have gone either way there for a moment. It was a lot of fun putting those things together. And obviously, that's a big part of what you guys get out of it, too, along with, you know, I'm getting a sort of a sense of the historical lessons here, you know, looking back on history, finding out how things actually happened. Bringing in younger people and giving them a sense of what was through these military miniatures, which, you know, in the day that we live in now with, you know, everybody on the phone or streaming this or streaming this or streaming that. I mean, here's something that you can, you know, hold in your hand, talk about it, reposition it. And I think that that's a really nice thing in this day and age. Quite frankly,
yeah, I think it works out well, because even though most of us create in solitude, we enjoy showing it in a larger group and meeting people, talking about what we've made, what we've sculpted. It's a really supportive group in that sense, too. So there's a number of these talented makers that have YouTube videos out there that will show even people that have been doing it for years like me. I can still learn something from a European modeler that's showing me different techniques that he's using with his figures. So it's a lot of that face-to-face interaction, too, where you're exhibiting your work, you're learning from other people. You might go off on another tangent because a new book comes out on a certain campaign, or a film inspires people to go in other directions. But you're right with that, and it is good. You've got an opportunity to see the very best that's being done in this country and Europe as well with these shows that we do.
How many, do you have any estimate of how many different figures, how many military miniature figures are there in one of these shows? Any rough idea?
Oh, we'll probably have about 3,000 on display.
Wow.
And you know, in terms of the number of modelers showing their work, probably about 150. You know, people have a display that may include 10 figures, you know, or some mm-hmm. people do one diorama. And, you know, we don't consider it a contest. There's plastic modeling groups that have first, second, and third, you know.
Right.
At our show, it's a juried exhibition, and modelers are awarded based on their skill level as judged against the state of the hobby today, which is pretty extraordinary. So gold, silver, bronze, you get some sense of feedback on whatever you enter, where it places.
Well,
in terms of the art form.
Let's go over the nuts and bolts. What are the dates and times, and how much does it cost to get in, and all of that?
Well, we're starting on, let's see, October 18th and mm-hmm. 19th. So it's the weekend after next.
Right.
So Friday, we've got it's at the Marriott Hotel in Schaumburg, so that's easy to find. It's right off the expressway there by the Higgins Road exit. So Friday, we're open from 3 to 8, and on Saturday, we run from 9 to 5. So you'll see many tables of exhibitions of the figures themselves, but we've also got a vendor's area. So mm-hmm. you're asking, how does one get started? So we'll have vendors that specialize in kits, in the painting materials that are available, some of the reference books. They'll be selling some painted figures as well. So any of your listeners out there that just want to get like an entry point on what this hobby is all about, I highly recommend just coming out to the show. You'll see some of the very best work being done, and also meet some of us, go around the vendors area, see what's available, and really what an enjoyable hobby you can have.
I see admission is $10, but free for children under 12, and it includes free educational how-to seminars and presentations. That's the deal for anybody for that kind of $10, and kids under free for kids under 12. That's a great price point there.
Yeah, well, we try to make it readily available for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sharing the joy of these artists' work is what it's really about. And veterans get in for free as well.
Good idea. You must have a website.
We do. It is Military Miniature Society of Illinois.com.
Well, thank you both for being with us. I hope you have a great exhibition. And I've got to look into this. It's time for me to get the glue back out, you know?
Yeah, check out the webpage or the Facebook page, John.
There's plenty of people still doing Spitfires.
Oh, you know it. Absolutely. they were very cool. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
There's room for you, too.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
The 49th Annual MMSI Chicago Show at the Marriott in Schaumburg, October 18th from 3 to 8 p.m., the 19th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission $10 free if you're a child 12 or under. That's hard to beat.